106. And here's what I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. All right, Psalm 106. And let's pray. Lord, thank you for the fun we had. Thank you, God, for just good fellowship, clean laughter, and just a good time. What a joy to be a child of God. Thank you for this season of the year. Truly, dear Lord, it does make us more mindful, even though it shouldn't. It does make us more mindful of how good you are to us. And we appreciate all your blessings. Help me in these few moments just to say a word or two that might be a helper and encouragement to a Christian. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanksgiving is the most American of all of all our national holidays. The most American of all of them. I read where our public school children, I don't have the detailed the data, what curriculum and what books and so forth, but one of the things I read said that in some of the school systems that are more liberal, where they're more concerned about being politically correct, our children are being taught that the first Thanksgiving feast was held so that the colonists could give thanks to the Indians. That's just not the case. In fact, in our country of political correctness, somebody said a little fourth grade boy was overheard giving this report to his class on the Thanksgiving feast. He said, "The pilgrims came here seeking freedom of you know what. When they landed, they gave thanks to you know who. Because of them, we can worship each Sunday you know where." And that's sad, isn't it, folks? It may be a little exaggerated, but that's about being as politically correct as possible in our nation right now. The truth is, the feast was held in order to give thanks to God. Do you know there were 140 people at that feast, approximately 140 people. 90 of those were Indians. 50 of those were colonists. Half the colonists died. 4 married women. There was only 4 married women that survived. Only 4. They prepared the feast. Only 4 of them that survived that first winter. But they met. And had the feast in order to give thanks to God for his watch care. The Indians were invited because they had been a help and for the purpose. And some of the Indians had started to trust in the Lord. And they were invited to participate for the same purpose, giving thanks to God. And then they'd become friends with the pilgrims. You got Squanto. You got Massasoit was the Indian chief. The Wampanoag tribe, he was the Indian chief that was invited to be a part of it. And he came. And the story of Thanksgiving is incredibly Bible-centered. And the most American of all of our holidays, squeezed between what the world has made out of Halloween and Christmas, is incredibly overlooked, the real purpose of it. But for the child of God, the giving of thanks to the Lord was mentioned in the Bible that the pilgrims brought on the Mayflower with them. They didn't need a Thanksgiving Day to remind them to be thankful. They did, that's fine. But it was in the Bible that they brought with them from the old country. Now I'm going to show you 5 verses, and this is not a message. 5 verses, 5 comments of different verses in the Bible where Thanksgiving is in the Bible. Psalm 106:1. Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. You see that? Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. You know what this means? This means we should thank God every day because his mercy endures to every day. If that's the only reason you have to thank God for is his mercy, it gives us reason to thank him every day. And by the way, think about this, folks. Do you know that by giving thanks to him, we will never feel very far away from him? Did you ever call somebody to say thank you? Did you ever write somebody a thank you note? And in the giving of thanks from your heart to theirs, even though maybe it wasn't verbal, maybe it was just written on a piece of paper, if it was verbal, there was something about that transfer of gratitude, that thanksgiving from your heart to theirs that made you close to that person, did something for your heart. Now, the Bible says we're to give thanks to God for his mercy. And his mercy endures every day. So there's a reason to be thankful to God every day. And if we would do that, we would not feel far away from him at all. Second verse, Philippians chapter 4. Let's go there. In the New Testament, Philippians chapter 4. This is Thanksgiving in the Bible. Philippians chapter 4. and verses 6 and 7. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. You there? Be careful for nothing. The word careful means anxious. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And here's the result. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding. Some of you have had that. Some of you have been the recipients of that peace. And people that you work with marvel at the peace you had while you were going through a difficult trial. Okay? By the way, folks, staying close to God, doing what this verse says in these days of economic turmoil in this country will help you keep the peace of God in your heart, and you'll be a great testimony. Now, I talked to a businessman in town today. I said, what do you know? He said, it's not good. He named two or three businesses that should be out of business in the next 3 to 6 months in this town. And some other things that we talked about. But I'm going to tell you something. Everybody in the church could have a great opportunity to be a tremendous testimony during an economic crisis. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You won't be jumping off an office building. You'll be going crazy. Now, there's an equation here for the peace of God. An equation. You got something plus something plus something equals peace. Okay? Verse number 6. Prayer and supplication and thanksgiving equals what? The peace of God. You see that? Prayer and supplication and thanksgiving equals the peace of God. Now, so you got a mathematical equation here. The components, prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, equal peace. That's the equation. If you take anything out of this side, you're not going to equal peace. Right? 2 + 2 + 2 = 6. You take one of the components out, you don't have 2 + 2. You don't have 6, you have 4. So now we're quick to pray. And we're even quick in many cases to get involved in supplication. That's intense praying when trials come. But the other component is the one that we often overlook. When difficulties and troubles and trials come our way, we're quick to pray. We're even quick to supplicate. That's intense praying. But how often do we also add the component of thanksgiving? But if I leave thanksgiving out, what am I going to miss? I'm going to miss peace. So I pray and I supplicate and I thank God for the trial, for the difficulty. And if I do all that, this component plus this component plus this component, my Bible says the result of that is peace. And I submit to you that the one component we most often leave out is thanksgiving. Oh, God, help us. Oh, God, I've got this trouble. God, please. And even cry tears. But we never end it with any kind of thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to learn whatever you're going to teach me. But that has to happen to have peace. That's the equation. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. We're talking about thanksgiving in the Bible. A few pages to your right, 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18. Familiar verse to you. Paul wrote this, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You see that? In everything give thanks. In everything. Boy, it's easy to give thanks right now with gas at $1.89 a gallon. I don't think I was thankful when it was $4.29. Were you? But the Bible says in everything. So when gas is $1.89, thank you, Lord. And when gas is $4.29, thank you, Lord. At least we got gas. In everything, give thanks. All right, look at it. The duty mentioned here is thanksgiving. That's the duty. It's kind of like that message on love. Love God, two or three Sunday nights ago. That's our duty. Here's our duty. Thanksgiving. The extent of that duty is in everything. In full health or in chemotherapy. In surplus bank account or in shallow bank account. In car running well or car breaking down. That's the extent of our thanksgiving in everything. And then you see the reason, the will of God. This is God's will for us. God's desire. You give thanks. And give thanks in everything. So it's an important verse for us. Thanksgiving in the Bible. Psalm 92:1. Psalm 92:1. Let's finish in Psalm. We won't finish in Psalm. We'll go back to the New Testament. Let's hustle back to Psalm 92 and verse number 1. Just looking at thanksgiving in the Bible. Thanksgiving in the Bible. We should thank God every day. And if all we have to thank Him for is His mercy, that's enough right there. Prayer plus supplication plus thanksgiving equals peace. The duty, of the responsibility is to be thankful in everything because that's the will of God. Psalm 92 and verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. It's good ethically because it's the Lord's right. It's what He deserves. So it's good ethically. It's good emotionally because it does something for your heart. I've already talked about that. Does something for your heart when you're thankful to God. And then it is good practically because it is a good influence on others. If you have a thankful spirit around other people, you're going to be an uplifting person. You're going to be a good influence to other people. So it's an ethical thing, it's an emotional thing, and it's a practical thing. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Last verse, Revelation chapter 7. Revelation chapter 7 and verse number 12. Revelation chapter 7. And verse number 12. So we're in heaven now. This is the tribulation period going on down on the earth. 144,000 virgin young Jew fellas are preaching. 12,000 out of every tribe. Some are being killed, but many are being saved. And verse 12 says, well, look at verse 11. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders. Actually, we did read verse 10. Cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne and to the Lamb, so God and Jesus. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, amen. Now watch this, count these. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might. How many is that? Seven is the number of what? Completion. So here is the complete song of praise for all of eternity. And do you see one of the species of praise in that verse? Is what? Thanksgiving. Folks, if we're going to be doing this for eternity, it's probably a good idea to get some practice in now. That's what he says. He says, thanksgiving, honor, power, might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Thanksgiving is one of the seven species of praise rendered to God and Jesus Christ by the millions in heaven. It will take all of eternity future for us to render the thanks to God that He deserves for the love and the grace that He's shown to us. And if we're going to do it then, we might as well start practicing now. It's sad that this time of the year puts our mind on Thanksgiving more than any other time, but it does. It's obvious. The truth of the matter is it ought to be a way of life all year round. Now, I'm glad there's a Thanksgiving Day, but the truth of the matter is if there was no national holiday, there's a lot about Thanksgiving for the child of God in that book right there. And I've just scratched the surface tonight of five verses. Thanksgiving in our Bible. Let's stand, please. We're done. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. My dear Father, thank You for the laughter, the fun, the levity, being in church tonight. Lord, it's a good thing for Your people to laugh together and have a good time. And then, Lord, as we think about Thanksgiving and just a sampling of verses on Thanksgiving in the Bible, I pray that our hearts might be pricked with conviction. Lord, I am sure that everyone in this room falls a little bit short, or maybe a lot of bit short, in the area of giving You proper thanks. Lord, certainly if we're going to be doing it in all of eternity future, if it's one of those seven species of praise, we ought to be practicing now. God, remember what Dr. Bob Jones Sr. said, when gratitude dies on the altar of a man's heart, that man is well nigh hopeless. Please, keep the spark of gratitude fanned in our hearts. Thank You, God, for loving us. In Jesus' name.